Yo, what up? Thanks for tuning into Straight From The Stands podcast. Real quick intro, this is our pilot episode, and as such, there's a bunch of flaws we're working on. The podcast itself is a raw, non-journalistic take on the LA Galaxy from the thoughts of 4 or 5 mile loud supporters. On this episode, we'll talk about the horrible season and the reasons we believe it happened, as well as some real random ideas. Hashtag pancakes, hashtag Model32LA. This is Straight From The Stands podcast.
What do you guys think was our biggest flaw of 2017? Or what just your general disappointment of 2017 with the LA Galaxy?
I would say the lack of leadership from both the front office and from the players on the field.
But you know, I hear that, but do you see Ashley Cole? Like, I could not ask for a better leader than Ashley Cole this year. Like, he was calling people out. He was playing his balls out. Like, he was on it the whole season. But the right? Problem, and then...
But the problem is, you can't... Like, that's how the leaders are made, and that's how leaders are... They come about. But when the organization doesn't recognize stuff like that, like, when you give the armband to Giovanni over Ashley Cole in those type of situations, what do you tell that person? You get me?
All right. But what about... And that's apparent now, right? Because we had a shit season and we got the wooden spoon trophy or not. But when we went on that run with Kurt, when we didn't lose for like 10 games or whatever that was, you know, like, and before all the injuries, because honestly, I think injury play was horrible this year, right? Like, it seemed like we never had a full squad. I mean, let's just start with LeJet. Like, we got LeJet for one game and then he was gone, and I think he would have been injured for the season. So, like, now, what I hear you in leadership, I don't think we had leadership, because I think Yella, who was our leader last year, or the year before that now, right, was completely out of the fucking game the whole season. I think Ashley Cole did great, but I honestly think, like, he didn't have much to lead, you know? I mean, like,
yeah.
Just our back line, right? Anybody in the back, call out anybody in the back line other than... Then Cole, and I think you really have shit to leave, so.
Man, well, look, I think we've all heard what everyone said, right? I mean, you guys do listen to their podcast, too. We've done all that, right? Uh-huh. We've done it all. You know, we've heard what everyone has to say about, you know, the front office, you know, all the bunch of injuries, whatever, you know, fuck all that, right? We've already heard it. I think the one thing that no one's really pressed on that much has been the defense, right? I'm going to say this over and over and over again. Rami's garbage. I don't know what people see in him. Steris is just as garbage. I do not know what anyone sees. Unless you're going to put him as a forward to go score goals, fine. But that means he's going to do everything in the air.
Well, all right, but let me ask something. Do you not think he was a better defender last year when Yellow was really in the game?
I don't think he was a good defender at all last year.
Yeah.
I don't think he's a good defender. Look, man, I get it. He has the physique, but he's still a bitch either way. He gets punked by everybody.
I think what Steris is that we're comparing him to the defense that we have, and compared to the defense we have, he's looking really good. But then if we compare him to the league's defense, the people that are playing in the back for them, like he's not a league player.
What's Dallas's center back Hedges, right?
Yeah.
The physiques pretty much match up with, you know, Steris being younger. So I honestly don't think it's anything to do with physique, and I think. Or, you know, personal opinion.
Well, I didn't say it was physique. And I know we're not cutting in, I clearly said it wasn't physique. If physique, he has it, but I say he's still a bitch. Okay. Even with that body.
Okay, but with his physique, he could do it, right? And I believe when he played, when Yellow was really in his game and he was really captaining the back line, I think Steris had a good year the year before that, right? I think this year with him trying to be the man in the back. And then, you know what? And then also, like, not having a goalkeeper that could, you know, really run that back line, it showed, right? Like, how many times you see, like, there was a bounce inside the area because the keeper didn't come off for it and he didn't, you know, ask for a clear or whatever, right? It was just no communication back there. I think Steris, right? And I don't know how I feel about Siani, right? I don't, because, and I don't want to judge him because it's kind of harsh to judge him when he came in, right? But, man, I need a Berhalter back there. If you guys remember Berhalter, like, he bossed that back line, and And, you know, and he was working with Omar and AJ, like, you know,
yeah,
a very green Omar and AJ, right? Yeah. And he bossed them. He bossed them. And then he also had...
you remember he also had Todd Donovan there, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I was about to say. That's what I... But we have Ashley Cole right now, right? Who I think, yeah, like, in forms of leadership, in forms of experience, and just being... Man, I mean, Ashley Cole does not look his age, or he does not play his
not
age.
At all.
Not entirely true. When he gets to sprint against somebody, you can see it, but... But he's smart about his positioning, yeah, so you don't really see him getting caught up in that situation.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know what I mean? Yes, you can expose him, but, you know, 80% of the game, like, he's there. Like, you're not seeing him, you know, you're not seeing Father Time really kick his ass.
It's huge, right?
And it's impressive.
The players that could catch Ashley Cole off guard and, you know, use mind games against Ashley Cole, he's a veteran, so he understands himself, and he knows the ins and outs of how to not get caught like that. But yeah, I think back to Saris, I think he is a good player, but the fact that we expected too much too quick from him, we didn't let him transition to, you know, to the time that we did with Omar, the AJs, like, they had their time to transition in. And if they weren't working, we could pull him out and we could put someone in, and as you know, who are we going to pull out for Saris and put in for?
Yeah, well, right.
But how long has he been in the system?
3 years, right? Oh, no, he's been in the system for long, but he's been with the first team for 3 years now, right? Yes. I think that's correct.
Okay, so you guys are trying to, basically bring up Omar and AJ in their time. By this time, I think they were already the best defense in the league.
Yeah, but my
that was like that we could take someone out and put them in. Like, we weren't expecting them to produce. And after a while, if we expect you to produce, and we don't have anything to back you up with, it starts killing your ego, it starts killing your morale of getting out there and actually working.
Yeah, well, you know, so here's the thing, right? I think we're also being very harsh because we've been a dominant at home, right? And we'll speak up more about home because that's the games where we actually attend. So we're used to seeing us at home just dominate. And this year was, I mean, I don't, other than like prior to Bruce Arena's stint, like, I don't remember us being this bad at home. Right, so we see this in person, and we're like, "What the fuck's going on?" Right, like,
Either way, I still think our biggest issue, regardless of everything across the board, was defense. I get the injuries. I mean, come on, I don't even want to get into the Robbie Rogers subject because everybody knows how stupid that was from the beginning of the season. Right, right. Yeah. Every single podcast that I've listened to, every single article, even on social media, everybody knows how stupid that was.
Yeah.
Right, getting rid of AJ, especially when you knew Robbie Rogers. So we're not going to beat that dead horse over and over because we already know. Right? But then, what's the other kid's name? There was another kid that played in the back. Huh?
Belay?
No.
Nathan Smith.
Tragic.
Nathan Smith.
You know what? Yeah, there you go. Nathan Smith.
Oh, yeah.
They just cut him, right?
Like, this guy, what the hell?
I get it. Yeah. He got worked one game, right? But the whole defense was getting worked all season, and they're all still there, right? So what was their reason for him? He had his first couple of games. Masa and I talked about this. He looked good.
Up until
the game where he got demolished, I get it, but that's a kid. We have not seen him at all up until this year.
Yeah.
Everybody else has been in this team at least in the last 2 years, at least a couple games per season, right? So they have no excuse. No excuse.
But you know
that young kid? Arellano?
Yeah, that's the other one I was thinking about too in the back line. People are talking, I've heard a few people, and I've also seen people say that they like him a lot. So I'm going to revoke my judgment on him. Yeah, because he was someone that got tossed into the lion's den.
Yeah.
Without experience, nothing against him at all. Nothing. Yeah. Right?
Well, you know
everybody
what?
Everybody else has no excuses.
Let's hold talks on these young players and the five that got cut. Like, so we get to that subject. Let's stay on 2016-17 of the season. So what do you guys think about... If we don't have the injuries that happen, when the injuries happen, are we not the last place team?
No, I still think we'll be last place team. And it all came down to our coaching staff. I feel like, how are you going to throw someone with such a negative record in MLS into a team that's supposed to win everything or compete to win everything every year? I just don't see it. And after a couple games, you could tell the players weren't going to play for this person.
But it's not even that, though. But then Siggy came in, and been the same thing. Nothing changed.
Yeah. Okay. But then, I get you.
Yeah, but by then we still were in playoff position. We could still made it to the playoffs.
But for what?
Well, then what's the point of the season off then? The point is first to get to the playoffs and then to MLS Cup, right?
Yeah. I get that completely, but I'm saying, like, by the time Shiggy came in, it's like that season's basically over, bro. You have to win, 10 games out of 11 or 9 out of 11 when he came in. And it was like, bro, like, the way we were playing already, that you're not going to change that overnight, bro. We still had the defensive problems. We still had the injuries. But I'm saying if your players didn't want to play for Kurt, it's not going to transition over well. He needed time.
But here, I'm going to play at those. Okay, like, we went on that run where we didn't lose a game for whatever that was.
On the road.
Games, whatever. Yeah. Right now, I never liked the way we played with Kurt. Right? I never liked the way that we played with Kurt. But he figured out how to get results for some time. And then, like, everything just went to shit because he had, like, crazy injuries, right? Like, I mean, in even the injury to, like, Husarik and Pelé, like, those two injuries, while they're not, like, our bread and butter for the team, they hurt the team, right? Because now you're depending on Jermaine Jones, who was on and off all year long.
Oh, my God.
Without a position, without real position, right? Depending on a João Pedro, who I like João Pedro, I think we need to make him a stay-at-home six, and I think he's going to be a boss, right? But he was everywhere this year, and he never really learned what his role was in the team. Who's like, you know, I don't like him much, right? I don't see a lot from him, but he at least knows what the fuck he had to do with the team. And, like, he knew his role, right?
He was competent.
Yeah, like, he knew his role. So, like, when he goes down, like, that takes him out the board. And now I like Rafa, but Rafa doesn't bring me enough to say, like, cool, let's play him, right? When Ho goes down, like, that wing just never again, right? Like, Nathan couldn't do it. Anybody who played in that role, they couldn't do it, right? Like, Van Aanholt, he wasn't great, but he knew what he was doing in that wing. So you had Ashley Cole and Palenta on the side, and we had two dumbasses in the center back. But whatever, you know what I mean? Like, I honestly think I don't believe we'll be the last place team if the injuries don't go down, right? Let's not even talk about it, man.
Well, that's what I was going to get to. I was waiting for you guys, so that's what I was going to get to.
Man, are you right? Yeah, and I mean, go for it. But, like, right, like, he looked the player, like, at the beginning of the year, like, with both, you know, I really thought he was going to be the player this year.
It was going to be his breakout year, I think.
I think that's what I felt too, right? Like, and we can speculate now because I don't know. But that's what I felt.
So, I'm going to take it back to legit. Right? Mm-hmm. So you guys already brought that up. So, I think everyone right now here in this little podcast, with the exception of Masa, was in Colorado last season, right? All three of us were there for the playoff game when we lost.
Yeah.
Okay. So I know George, you were right next to me with Germs, right? When the game ended, we came down to the guys, you know, fucking next season, whatever, blah, blah. The only person that showed real emotion throughout that whole thing, the only one that had tears in there was Legit.
Van Damme.
We're not talking about Van Damme because he's on the team anymore. I'm kidding. Fuck him. You know, fuck him. You know, there was a poll. I can't remember who it was. I think it may have been the Riot Squad guys. I had a little poll going on. How are you going to remember him if he leaves? I remember him as a good thing, but never a legend. Piece of shit.
Yeah.
You knew what you were getting yourself into when you came, when you signed. I get it. You have kids. I have kids, so I get that. But you knew where you're getting yourself to when you sign something. You don't sign a contract if you don't know if you're gonna be here long term. Yeah. So we're past that. We're beyond that. To me, it's legit, right? If you see, he was the only one to me that really showed emotion. Like, fuck, I cared. The only one that cried. The motherfucker's from the Bay Area. What kind of shit is that, right? he cares a lot. Right, and then when you see him go down, you saw him. Well, we were all together, right? Also at
901,
right? Yeah. And you saw his tears too. He cares. And bring it back to the US. I know it's not US related, but if you look at the end when the USA got eliminated from the World Cup, other than Pulisic, who looked like they gave a shit?
Yeah.
Nobody.
It was all deflated. Right?
Yeah. So I get it. You know, a lot of the players that were there last season, you know, Landon Donovan, Robbie Keane, those guys that we needed, they were already on their way out, right? whatever, they won a championship, so I don't need emotion from them. But if you guys are coming in, you know you're going to come in next season, show something. Gio didn't show shit. Nothing. He's like, okay, whatever.
Gio's always had that type of attitude.
Well, then I guess that's not the kind of players we need, right? Because who put the team on their back?
But we put all of that egg, like, okay, so going back to management, we put all of our eggs into the Dos Santos basket.
The Jonah thing, though, to me, it seems more like it's because we couldn't get anybody else. Went down the pipeline to the fifth place person available.
Listen. I disagree.
No.
Go for it, Masa.
I disagree. I feel Jonathan came in to try and help Gio, but our team performances were so negative. I don't feel like you could blame a particular player this whole season. To me, it's always going to go back down to our coaching staff and the mistake of cutting players that we shouldn't have cut at the beginning of the season. Because we had an inexperienced bench. And if someone went down, who was going to come in? No one. Like, no one. And you can't really put it, like, if you're going to put it on Gio, then put it on someone else. Because, I mean, I know Gio's a good player, bro.
But it's like, not that I'm putting it on Gio. I didn't say I'm putting it on Gio. I never said that. I'm just saying, if you see the player stories of the last year, if you guys are asking if anything would have been different this season with any the injuries or whatever, I'm telling Legette was the guy. And I give you a reason why. He was the one that showed the emotion. He's the type of guy that if the team was playing like shit, would have basically busted a little bit of Lansardini and busted a fit, you know, and making everybody else give something. If you don't have that player that's going to be a bitch and cry like Robbie Keane used to, then everyone else is going to do whatever the fuck they want. And no one's going to do shit.
But listen, I mean, I could argue with you that that Cole was that guy this year. He was on people's asses. He was calling people out with the media and calling them out.
But the difference
is... And it still didn't work. It just didn't work.
That he knew he was going to get something from. Ashley Cole was beating a dead horse. He was yelling at the Villarreal brothers, like, what can you get from that? You get me?
Yeah, and his back line. You know, that's what he was bitching at. He wasn't really bitching at anyone going forward.
Well, I mean, he was.
He did call out the team.
Yeah, he called everybody. But all right, so let's move on to that. Let me say a couple things that I think with Gio. I think anybody that expected Gio to put the team on their shoulders is never seen Gio play or doesn't understand Gio's game. Like, that's not who he is, right? One, two. I think it would expect Gio needs a striker.
Yeah, he does.
Gio needs a striker that's gonna either make that run so he can find them, because Gio can find people if they make the runs, or gives them enough space to use the left foot take shot from the outside.
We know he can do it.
And then Gio's picking up the ball in the upper third of the field, not coming down to halfway to pick up the ball, because then he's not doing nothing. He's not doing nothing with the ball there, right? Jonathan. My God, that guy's a boss in the midfield. I'm excited to see him play. I'm super happy with him, right? So, like, you know, like, if we expect Giovanni to hustle, not gonna happen. Expect Giovanni to, like, I mean, it's just not who he is, right? Like, you can see him everywhere. Like, he doesn't have that character. He's a dope player. I think he can do a lot, especially, you know, if we surround him. I mean, man, all right, just let me paint this picture for you. Alessandrini on one wing. Legette in the other wing. Ja Pedro or Jermaine Jones as a stay-at-home six. Jonah was in freedom, and then a stacked false nine and a striker. Who that striker is, I don't care. Just as long as it has characteristics, like a portrait characteristics. And Gio and Jonah was in freedom to move. Man, that midfield is
now,
dope.
Now, Rudy, let me play devil's advocate here. What do we do as artists, then? Are we going to pay Sardis all that money to be coming off the bench?
I would, you know, if you're asking me what we do as artists, let him go, man. Let him go to a third division or second division in Europe, because they're going to give you the $1 million for him, right?
Yeah.
Let him go. Let him go. And I think that
he needs a partner, too. I mean, he needs a partner. The only time he's ever really been successful is when he had a partner.
But listen,
somebody like Robbie Keane bitch at him, so his heels and his toes.
This year he had and I hear that. But this year he had like tap-ins that he completely blew. I mean, listen, Drini put in. Listen, Drini got 14 assists, right? And how many of those were to to their death. Right, and he's supposed to be.
I don't even striker. Remember any offense, to be honest with you, at this point. I just remember all the defensive, all the goals. I remember all the goals that we got.
I remember all the defensive goals. Only the defensive goals.
No, listen.
Dennis was our man. He's our forward.
I remember specifically when I gave Officer Dennis. It was a game where I think it was that Sandrini who crossed the ball to him, and all he had to do was just stand there and let it bounce off of him, and instead he put his hand up, and it hit him in the hand. And then Bard called it back. You remember that?
Yeah, I remember that game.
I lost all hope for such death after that
game. What game was that one?
I think it was against Houston. Yeah, I think. Oh, I don't remember. I think so.
It was an away game. It was an away game. I don't remember.
Because you guys are not talking about the Portland one, right? Where the ball had gone in and then they called it back.
Yeah, that
the
was it.
No, it wasn't Sam. I think that might have been against the refs that we played. That Sardes hit in the hand. Literally hit him in the hand and
ball back into the box.
Like all you had to do was stand there and let the ball hit him. Yeah. Like if he had no way of controlling it, all you had to do is stand there and let the ball hit you. Instead, he put his hands up, hits him in the hand, goes in. He celebrates. VAR calls it back, saying, "No."
Oh yeah, no, okay. That is the one. The one in Portland Timbers. Yeah.
Was it the Portland Timbers?
Yeah, right. That is the one. Okay, we're not gonna. Okay,
he covered his face because the ball was about to hit him.
I don't know. I'm just saying. To me, that was more reaction of him because he didn't expect the ball to come to him.
Listen,
because
he
was useless.
I need him to react, to at least put his head in. His instinct should have been put your head in to score because you're in front of goal.
And that's
if you're my striker, that's your instinct.
Not a striker, yeah.
But that's the thing, though. That's why I say he's not a striker.
He's not like I've had this discussion with Angel before, where we talk about Sardes not being able to play a single striker. He needs, if we're gonna play Sardes up top, it's like he needs another striker.
And Sardes is not a left back. Sardes is a left back. I'm telling you right now.
No, come on, man. I'll take Sardes at the wing. I'm good with that.
Over Emma? Over Leggett?
No, I feel like Leggett could play better more centrally. I like Leggett more central. I don't like Leggett on the wing. I don't feel like he's fast enough to play wing. I like him and the CM.
We can't say that. We haven't seen him for a year. Yeah. Like, we don't know how he's going to come back.
Yeah.
Well, from what I have seen, I'm just saying, I feel like he's better central.
I don't agree with it. Well, no. Yeah, we
when I play him in FIFA, I put him in both and he does fine.
Shout out to FIFA.
I have not played with Galaxy on FIFA this year.
The first thing I did when I got FIFA was play with the Galaxy so I could know what a win looked like at home.
Yeah, you're right. But you know what's funny?
I wanted to have a realistic experience, so I couldn't do it.
No, realistic experience. The first time I did it on the demo at Lisa's parents, I was over at Alan's thing, because he had it before I did. I tied it to Toronto, 3-3. What did I tell you? So I was like, oh yeah, this game is real. FIFA's getting real. Except that I questioned a little bit because it was Toronto and a tie 3-3. That still seems like a win to me.
Yep. Or at least this season would have been.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So, all in all, this season was a shit show. Yeah. Everything, right? Hey, so, I know this is not on topic, but I heard Kurt had no say at all on his roster. Right, like all the cuts and all the everybody that got read in was he had no say. They just kind of gave him a team that here work with this.
I mean, it seems like that's been happening though. We didn't know that about his face, Bruce Arena, and apparently it was the same thing for him.
No, Bruce Arena was the general manager. He was the one that was running everything. He was running the shots.
No, that's not true, actually.
Then who was?
Gerard wasn't his call. Gio wasn't his call.
But Gio was in his car. I know Gerard was in his car, but Gerard, I mean,
Gio wasn't his either. He didn't ask for those guys. They brought them in to sell, jerseys and shit.
Well, I knew that about Gerard. Him. I didn't know about the Gio.
Yeah, same thing.
That's so weird, right? I mean, maybe I don't know. The DPs, maybe that's how it works. I don't know if that's how it works everywhere else, but that just seems weird to me. Like, especially like with Kurt, right? Like with Bruce. Bruce is like has enough experience that he could pretty much run anybody throw at him, right? I don't know, effectively, but he could get through everybody. With Kurt, having been in USL for the past 2 years, getting a chance to come back to MLS, you would think you give him people to manage, right? That just seems weird. When I found that out, I was really tripping out. Like, damn, that seems odd.
basically told go play coach, but here we're gonna do all the shots for you, and you're playing with what you got.
And they set him up, dog. His own homie set him up. That's fucked up. His own homie set him up to fail.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about this podcast right now. But let's not talk.
Anything positive from 2017 besides obviously Alessandrini?
Jonathan.
Boateng.
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 Boateng. Anyone know why he always kept getting subbed out?
Supposedly, I read something about his fitness. He's not a full 90 player.
Oh, I can see that.
And I mean, the amount of energy he spends, like, I get it. Like, yeah. He's probably 60, 70 minutes. I mean, I would like to see him for 90 minutes, but I mean, he runs too much, bro.
No, man. You know what? I like Emma a lot, right?
Yeah.
But I want to see him as coming off the bench.
I have a question too. Now that we're on the striker talk, who was the best player for the Galaxy? We all agree that it was Alessandrini, correct?
Oh yeah, by a long shot.
I don't know.
What? No, okay. Well let's say we got time for that right now. But let's say he was the best player. That means his stock is up right now. The stock is up. Do we sell to get a striker?
Nah.
No. So who, Alessandrini?
Nah. Yeah. Crazy, bro.
Nope.
Crazy, bro.
You're nope. Crazy.
Nope.
Where are
nope.
we going to send him? Nope. Okay. Nope. First of all, who's going to buy him? Who's going to buy him?
Let's say the suitors. Let's just say they're suitors, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, so it doesn't matter who buys them. Let's say there's interest and there's.
His stock is up right now.
Yeah, I agree.
No, his stock is up right for the LA Galaxy that didn't do shit last season.
Doesn't matter. I've seen his FIFA card.
Listen. His stock
is up. He's a team of the week, bro.
What position do we have the most amount of players that we can say, all right, we can move them, move in the midfield, correct?
Move everybody else, but don't move us.
Right. So, well, yeah, we get rid of everybody else.
But we don't have wings. Like, we have, what, two wingers?
That could.
Well, even better, get rid of some of those defensive midfielders that we have.
Listen, you move anybody you want, right? I don't think there's a single player in the LA Galaxy team that you can move. That would get upset if you move, but listen, Trini.
I don't know.
But listen, Dre, like, I don't, it could get rid of Kobe Jones, erase Kobe Jones from history, just don't move Alessandrini. Alessandrini is such a boss, man.
Never mind, take that. Just, nope, get rid of
Alessandrini. Alessandrini is such a boss, man.
Never move Kobe Jones. He's the greatest of all time.
I'm giving a shit here, right? I'm just saying how important he is. And you know what? And I think how important he is to this new cycle. Because one of the things that I was, you know, having a back and forth over Reddit was about, like, the uproar about, like, oh my God, we're trash, get rid of everybody. I'm like, listen, it's the start of a new cycle, right? Yes. I don't know if you guys remember the 07, 2006,
bro.
Like, remember those seasons?
Shut up.
Bro.
with like,
eight. Hey, why are you bringing up bullshit, though? Why are you bringing up bullshit? We're already dealing with this guy.
No.
Why are you bringing up bullshit?
All right, let me get to my point. It's like, we had a really shit start of that cycle, right? Because that was the end of the cycle of, like, the Pandos and the Pescaditos and all them, right? Like, that was the end of the cycle, and then we had the new cycle. And it was hard. It was hard as shit. Like, the 2006, 2007, 2008, half, you know, most of 2008 was shit. And then Bruce came in, right? And Bruce brought us, like, for 2009 was MLS Cup. 2010 was Supporter Shield. 2011, you know. 2012, you know. Right? Like. So I'm saying, like, this is starting a cycle. Yes, it's going to be tough. But I think we have enough players, like, enough players when healthy. And if we add some more, like, this could be, a boss-ass team. And it's a young team, too. Right? We're not relying on all them. Uh-huh.
That, at that point in time, the Galaxy were the it thing. And I still continue to think that they're the it team. But there's more teams out there that could attract talent.
Yeah.
That's the problem. In the past, it was just the LA Galaxy, let's go. That's how the David Beckhams, the Robbie Keynes came in. One, I don't think that there's not a player of that caliber that's ready to come to the MLS other than Zlatan. No. And maybe another few, but those are players that the front office aren't interested in. We know that the front offices are interested in ticket sales and jersey sales. Because if they weren't, then we go out there and get a player like Benedetto, or we go out there and get Almiron, like, from Atlanta. That was an amazing pickup, but the Galaxy aren't interested in those type of players because they don't sell jerseys. That's our organization.
The old Galaxy wasn't interested in that, but I think we got burned with Gerard, like, really, really burned with Gerard. So what I've been reading is that the FO is not really shilling out money right now. They're just not the FO. The Schwartz family, they're not really, they're not giving out money right now. They're just like, you know, here's what you got to work with it and sell to buy.
Yeah. So the transition is, there was players that wanted to come to the Galaxy because we attracted them. We were that only team. Okay. But now, who wants to come to the Galaxy?
Okay. Right?
I can still agree with you that people still want to come to LA. They're coming here already because of their career, right?
And I hate to say it.
You're talking about the European players.
Okay, but I hate to say it, but we're not the only LA team anymore.
Shut up.
If you want to get me started, I will deck in the fucking throat.
I mean, over Skype. If you want to argue,
over Skype, because we're not talking LAFC, though. We're not.
Wait, you don't even mention.
I want to beat that. I watch.
No, you want to be realistic? Okay, they're former Chivas USA that made a stadium in South Central, where I grew up.
They don't have
that. That's like 2,000. That fits only like 2,000 people. You want to be bigger, better than LA, but yet you're already thinking smaller. Fuck out of here.
You need to not be so emotional about this. You got to be realistic about it. We're not the only LA team. We don't have Chivas USA wasn't an LA team. It was a rented out team. Now this team has their own stadium. They're attracting players like Carlos Vela. Like,
how many different than Mexican players that we picked? Yeah, we got same shit, dog. It's the same group. They got one. We got two of them. They get Guardado, then we'll be 2-2. What's your point?
No, man. Listen, I honestly think George has a good point. The league is not the same league, right? Look at Toronto. Remember how Toronto used to be a livestock?
Yep. Look at them.
Look at them, right? Like, so I completely agree. Toronto.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you're talking about, you know, if you're gonna come to LA, go to Toronto instead if you really want to win.
Yeah, no, I mean, but
Toronto, I heard, it's a really kick-ass city.
And then, NYFC too, like they have good football, right? Like they have good football, and that is not just Villa. They have good football. Atlanta has good football.
Look at the coaches, though, bro.
Yeah,
we should be ambitious like that, dog. We're the biggest.
That, man. Look at the. It's what Masa brought up, but whoever brought up earlier is the scouting that we do.
Yeah,
do you guys remember?
Let me bring this up real quick.
I don't remember if it was Masa or Rudy, one of you guys. Like two seasons ago, I was telling you about Tito Villalba, right?
Yeah.
Remember how long I've been talking to you guys about him? That's why he was killing. And I told you, this motherfucker is like 12 doing all this shit. He's legit. I don't understand how no team in MLS has came out. Just scoop him out. And guess what happens? Yeah. You get the Argentinian coach that knows what he's looking at. I apparently should be the coach. Because I scoped him out a while ago, and I told you guys, this kid is
maybe
legit.
A short scout.
Yeah, short scout's fine. You know, maybe I see things down where nobody can. But, you know, the point is, if I'm able to see this, and that's just off of the games I'm watching from San Lorenzo and the other teams that they're playing against in Argentina, how the hell are you guys knowing this, especially the scouts, if all you're doing is getting paid to watch games? Yeah. That's what I understand.
It's not DNA. It's not in LA's DNA to be looking at those teams. And I disagree with you. But since when have we ever brought up a player like that?
It wasn't.
Okay. Just because we don't have an Argentinian, but we have the Brazilians. Do you want to go back with the Brazilians that we've had?
No.
The only reason, the only thing is that we haven't hit Argentina. But I'm sure you can find just as good players in Brazil. I heard of that play before.
No, but Angel, on what you're talking about, though, like, I understand. Yeah, we were talking about Villalba and whatever and how Atlanta has them now. But the thing is, a lot of those players, like Miguel Almiron, Tito Villalba, and what's the defender's name, Pires, they wouldn't have came to MLS if it wasn't for Tata Martino. And I put my money on that 100%.
No, I don't agree with that.
No, I don't agree. Because Argentina was getting suited already.
Yeah, when they came over, especially last season, Argentina League was going in fucking crisis. The AFA was going in crisis. So
we're still in crisis. They got a 30 team first division. Like, what is that, bro?
Yeah, like they're in crisis. So, man, if they're telling me like you're not gonna miss a paycheck, you're gonna get health insurance, and you're being televised or worldwide, like, bro, like listen, Almirón, these guys are not gonna stay here for long, you know what I mean? And that's okay with me. Like, make this a jump off point. We'll attract young talents and be dope league because of that, right?
But I think, but right now, I have real. I was reading about Kurt Schmidt's son, who just acquired for pretty much technical director. I don't know what the fuck what's his name is doing anymore. I'm excited. I want to see.
Grosky?
Yeah, I don't know what the hell he's doing anymore. Like, cause I was reading what Kurt Schmidt's role is, and it's pretty much his role. Like, I don't know what he's. Whatever. I'm not even going to that right now. But I'm really excited. I think, you know, from what I've been reading, like, this guy's really praised about. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
He knows how to look player. So I'm excited. And with our owners not trying to shell out money, I think it's an opportunity to, like, you know, look into younger. And like I said, I mean, listen, we brought in Alessandrini, and I know he had a fallout with Marseille, right? That's where he came from. We had a fallout with them, so he wasn't playing.
Well, let's go get every player that had a fallout with their club.
Man, I'm any player that's under 30 with that upside. Oh my God, yes.
No, let's get Balotelli over here, bro.
Hey, what was I telling you, Massa? Right, right.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude. That would be so sick. Yeah,
we'll talk about this in the next one about potential targets that we have. Because I'm telling you, I don't Balotelli, and he's already been here before. He likes the city. When he came to Man City and did that stupid shit.
Dog, Balotelli and Gio in LA, dog. Come on.
And just his personality. Jesus Christ, love, man. A motherfucker with balls. You know, someone
bro,
that's
so
like,
you're telling me, you're telling me you prefer Jermaine Jones and Sardes in LA?
Hell no.
Listen, dog. Listen. He was going to pull up drunk as hell to practice this, dog. Gio and Balotelli is going to be like Dino and Gio all over again, dog. Like,
see, all right. Cool, but all right. Let me ask you a question, though.
Just be successful in the field.
Does Balotelli perform, though?
Of course.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Listen, all right. But look, what happened last week with Balotelli, that shit was so ridiculous to me. My man goes out for a goal and an assist and a red card in one game. And it's not like the first time. This the first time.
Hey,
like my man had
we did it with Van Damme. And Van Damme.
Yeah. Look at what he's done with Nice. Oh, I don't know. Are you keeping up?
Yeah, with Nice. Yeah,
look at what he's done with Nice. Look at where they've been. And the games that he hasn't been there, already. They completely suck.
Why hasn't he been there most of those games?
Injury.
Red cards, bro. He has 5 red cards this season already.
I'm okay with that, though.
No,
and we get to win. We already have it with Jermaine Jones. He doesn't produce.
Yeah, we have it with Jermaine Jones. We had it with Van Damme.
No.
If we're gonna get it, might as well get it with the guy who's gonna produce.
No, but he's gonna produce like for the games he's in, right? Like we don't have a striker, so we can't afford to be having a striker with our cards every other game. No, hold on.
Hashtag Balotelli to LA, dog. Final.
Nah, dog. It's gonna be Pato. Watch it. It's gonna be Pato.
I'm down with that.
I'm okay with that.
No.
Hey, come through.
We'll do some.
All right, well, in summary, I guess we all had our different opinions about what went wrong with this team or what sucked about this team. You know, what players were good, what players were, I guess, trash, which was with everybody.
Except for listening.
And I guess just moving forward, this is basically what the podcast is, right? It's our opinions from 4 different guys that literally support the team from the stands, right? We're not coming at at people that, if anyone listens, I highly doubt this after episode 1. if anyone, you know, our whole thing is we're not coming with stats and everything. If you want to do that, there's already 3 other ones that are doing that I don't do. So it's no cheap shots at them. I like them. I listen to all 3 of them. So
I'm not using my journalism masters right now.
We're not trying to be journalists or anything like that. No, it's just here. We're just talking pure. From our hearts, our minds, and how we feel about the team, we're not coming at you with any stats that we might bring. Maybe secondary stats that either me or these guys are getting from somewhere else.
And
we don't have no inside source. The only inside source that I have is apparently I can identify players before a lot of the scouts.
But
are from Argentina apparently. so that you know, moving forward, that's what it is, right? This is what we're going to be doing. And again, I know people are going to know who we are, where we come from. This is completely independent of the supporter group that we're from. So just moving forward, this is all it is. All right, just us, correct?
Yep. And thank you for listening to the blank podcast.
Oh yeah, that's coming too. It's under construction. It's under construction.
You continued. I like that.
It's under construction right now. Yeah. Cool. And if anyone does listen to this, if you have suggestions for the podcast from what you've heard, you know, for the name based on what you heard right now for you know, obviously my intelligent self and the 3 dumbasses I'm with, let me know, or let us know.
Yeah. Contact us at
hashtag Balotelli to LA. Hashtag Balotelli to LA.
And further notice, if you do come up with our podcast name, you will not be getting paid.
Oh yeah, this is all voluntary. I'm supposed to be making pancakes for my kids right now, and instead of talking to you guys.
Octodad took time off of his kids to make a podcast with us, so we appreciate it.
I heard the third baby's on the way too.
Oh yeah, we practiced over the weekend, but you know, it was just practice, I think.
It was horrible.
All right, guys. Oh, and that's the other thing too. This is not just unedited, uncensored. Well, it's obviously gonna be edited, but uncensored. We're not
anything would be uncensored, don't
you? Yeah, think of this like a South Park episode, just without the bleeping of the words.
Well, we said a couple words. I gotta bleep.
Damn, y'all stayed this long? Really appreciate it. Make sure you follow us on social media, on Twitter at SFTS96, on the gram at SFTS_podcast, and on Facebook.com/SFTS96.